This is the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. Members of the Renewable Fuels Association represent about 90% of the nation's ethanol production capacity, and many of them have been involved in the organization before ethanol became a household word. The question for many now is, where do we go from here? Tom Brannon of Glacial Lakes Energy in Watertown, South Dakota, is the current vice chairman of RFA.
Been involved since basically got in the industry almost 7 years ago. I met Bob Dineen out in San Diego. Bob convinced me that the RFA was a good group to join. We joined as a company and then was offered a position on the executive board 3 years ago and have just moved up in the system since then.
Brannon says the most important role that RFA has served is being the voice of the ethanol industry to Congress and the media, but he expects them to expand their activities in the future.
You know, it's been primarily a lobbying group trying to get ethanol assimilated into the fuel stream in the U.S. I think the face of the RFA has to change. It's going to change somewhat. It'll still be a lobbying group, and I think it'll be much more than in the future. And I really can't tell you how. It's been a very lean machine, been very effective. But the whole industry has doubled in the past year and a half. So, and we've got the same amount of staff in RFA that we had 3 years ago. So the staff's got to increase, and I think we have to take new directions so that we keep growing with the industry.
RFA board member Bill Lee with Chippewa Valley Ethanol, a farmer-owned plant in Minnesota, is chairman of the Renewable Fuels Foundation, which is the education, research, and strategic planning arm of RFA.
We're involved in supporting research projects. We help the RFA board in setting a strategic direction for the association. And we've got a very active program in education. We're working with different entities, including Future Farmers of America, community colleges throughout the country, to create training and education programs so that young people understand what career opportunities there are in renewable energy and ethanol in particular, because a fast-growing industry like ours needs a lot of human talent to support it.
Lee says it's hard to understate the importance of ethanol to the nation and the world.
How many people get to say they've been part of helping change the world? That's how I feel about it personally. And back when we started at this, you know, 14 years ago, that seemed like a very highfalutin, out there kind of a concept. But clearly, if you look at the growth and the enthusiasm in this industry, you see the potentials going forward and also the challenges. We know we're just midstream on this thing, but there's no more compelling challenge of our time than working on how do we transplant fossil-based energy to run this whole country and this economy. And we're right in the thick of this thing, and I'm very proud of that, and I'm very proud of all the rest of the plants in the association. It's been a remarkable trip.
Dan Schwarzkopf is a board member who started off in the ethanol industry as a farmer investor in a Wyoming ethanol plant and now works with ICM and Lifeline Foods. He believes that RFA has a responsibility to keep the industry on track and growing.
And what I've been able to see and do over the course of the number of years that I've sat on the board, which has been quite a few now, I think I've probably been on the board for 10, 11 years, we've grown due to the new innovation of the ethanol process itself. And with the new innovation, we've been able to meet the demands and the infrastructure, we've helped distribution, we've helped grow to where we can add our percentages to where it needs to be. And that's still our main focus today, is to grow that industry, to get it to, you know, this year we're going to be looking at $9 billion, and that's going to be a tough task. But the ethanol industry is relentless, and you've got some good people, and RFA definitely plays a strong role in that.
Ryland Utlott of Mid-Missouri Energy also comes from an agricultural background and has served in leadership positions within the National Corn Growers Association, so he knows how important it is to have a single voice speak for the industry.
Obviously, it gives us the forum where all of us can be working together. You know, if I go out and Mid-Missouri Energy goes out as one plant, we don't create much of a wave there, but because we have all of this membership now in the Renewable Fuels Association, we are able to accomplish things now. Now we see MSNBC, all of the media giants going to RFA. Bob Dineen's almost becoming a movie star out here because he's on so many of these programs anymore. He's a tremendous spokesman for our industry, and because of the membership of all of these people going together, we're able to do those things now. So my hats are off to those people and the board of directors who I'm proud to be a part of that have been able to design these programs and put in place policies that's allowed our industry to go forward.
Even though he's partial to corn, Utlot sees the importance of moving into other feedstocks and technologies for ethanol.
Well, you know, I think that when we look back, we first started thinking about cellulosic ethanol and how we're going to move in that area. Maybe the old line thinking was, you know, we're going to stick with corn, and obviously corn will be the feedstock of choice for many years, but we are going to transition. We know that we hear people talking about the food and the fuel debate, and we're looking for that low-cost ethanol. We think it's going to be a dominant issue coming forward here. We see oil prices over $100 a barrel now, $101, $102, and gasoline predicting to go to $3.50, $4. We're going to have to find that cheapest source of energy, and that goes for ethanol also. So we've been embracing the movement to cellulosic. We got to be getting closer, but it's going to be a challenge, and I'm glad RFA is going to be a partner in that challenge.
All of the RFA board members stress the importance of involvement in the industry to keep it moving forward. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.